in the Bhagavad Gita, which is the principal sacred writing of Hinduism. There are whole chapters that are taken bodily from the Gospel of St. John. Well, you better know what you're doing. Now, there are dishonest comparative religionists who will claim that Christianity borrowed from Hinduism. It's just the opposite. Same with Shinto. In other words, God has been revealing himself to the whole human race from the dawn of human history. There's a great deal of truth in all religions. So it's not so much a matter of baptizing, as it were, something which is pagan, as finding what is good and true in these religions, because it corresponds to what God, say, has de facto revealed, or is consistent with what we know from our faith to be true, and therefore you build on that. And that, by the way, how many of you have you read the Holy Father's latest book? Thank you. It's worth reading. Crossing the Threshold of Hope. I got a copy last Friday as a gift copy, and the same day I give a lecture on the book. So I read it. It's enough to speak intelligently on the book. And there's one thing which the Pope does speak, for example, about these various religions. In other words, there's a great deal of truth in all religions. The secret is to find out what it is, but you better know your own faith well. Okay? Any other questions, comments, or objections? Next question. 61. What is existence? St. Thomas defines existence as, quote, a form of act, parentheses, or actuality, period. A thing is not set to exist because it is in potency, comma, and because it is in act, unquote. Then, my own closing comment. Existence has also been called the actuality of essence. Existence is essence in act. I cannot begin to tell you what I don't say just a smattering, but some knowledge of scholastic philosophy will do to your mind. Clarify your mind immensely. Most people are what I know. Use words. But beyond using those words, to really grasp with the same intellect, which of course is behind the words, to grasp the meaning. Either they are supernaturally enlightened like a Teresa of Avila or Catherine of Siena, or they have studied philosophy. There's no choice. In other words, to exist is not just to be, but to be indeed, but to be an act, so that essence identifies what a thing is, existence identifies that thing in action. Question 62. Compare essence, nature, and substance. Compare essence, nature, and substance. Answer. Essence is what makes a being what it is. Period. Nature is the essence and action. Period. Substance is a nature which underlies the changeable qualities of a nature. Essence is what makes a thing what it is. And this applies, of course, both to God and to creatures. Nature is the essence in action. This too applies both to God and to creatures. In other words, nature identifies not merely what a thing is, but that thing, whatever it is, in act, in action. And then substance is the nature which underlies the changeable qualities of a nature. And thus, for example, to illustrate, in transubstantiation that takes place at Mass by the words of consecration, what had been bread and wine become a body and blood of Christ. John, may I ask you, after consecration, does the substance of bread and wine remain? See, this is applying what I'm talking about. So, because, see, we speak, we're currently using language. The question is, now what are we talking about?
The substance remains the same.
John. After the consecration, does the substance of bread and wine remain on the altar?
Yes.
Well, if the substance of bread and wine remain on the altar, well then, what does transubstantiation mean? First of all, before, how are we doing on the time, Bill?
8:17.
See, I could ask 1,000 questions that apply to all kinds of I just thought I'd ask, a simple question. Before consecration, on the altar, does the bread and wine have substance? And besides substance, what else does it have?
Reality.
Yeah. But now what is, what's another, Bill?
It has essence and nature.
No, I'm talking to John. Pardon me.
I'm sorry.
Pardon me. back to John. Every created thing has both a substance and what else? For example, this water. Does the water have substance? Besides substance, what else does it have?
Qualities.
Please?
Qualities.
Reality, well. Oh, okay, but what's that reality called? Oh, hey, just give it a name, whatever name you want.
Qualities.
Now, there's something which.
Appearance.
Okay. Appearance. We call that, well, either physical properties, or we call that technically, call it accidents. Substance and accidents. See? That's the technical language. Okay. So before consecration, the bread and wine have substance and properties. Properties of bread and wine. Now, after consecration, what's on the altar?
The appearance. And its substance.
What's
substance?
Substance of
what it appears to be and what it is.
Now, may I ask? In other words, substance is that which underlies the properties. In other words, for bread, it's called the breadness. For wine, it's wineness. That which makes wine, bread. Now, that which makes bread, and wine, their substance, is the substance of bread and wine on the altar after consecration?
No.
Well, if they remain on the altar, John, see, this justifies my coming here. Because I think to myself, Harden, why are you coming here? So, John, after pressing you, well, then what's transubstantiation?
That the reality of it has changed. The appearance remains the same.
The appearance? Okay. Now, what's another word for the reality has changed? You know, it's just
truth.
It's vocabulary.
Yes.
Is another word for that reality is
essence.
Well, but essence when it's
so where
we.
Right.
When the essence underlies the changeable qualities, what's it called?
Substance.
So.
Okay.
So. Okay, John?
Yeah.
Okay. Thanks. But this is worth it, isn't it?
Oh, yeah.
It's a certain amount of humility. And it takes that. And often it's our vocabulary. But there are certain words that are reserved for certain meanings. So, essence then is what makes the thing what it is. Nature is that essence in action. And substance is a nature which underlies the changeable properties. Here, changeable properties remain. The substance is replaced. By what, John? In transubstantiation?
By Christ.
The what?
By Christ.
Well, what What does the substance of bread and wine become? Is you see it, tell me, words of consecration is substance of bread and wine, and after the words of consecration, what had been the substance of bread and wine becomes
body and blood of Christ.
Okay. Thank you. Sorry to push you this way, John. Okay. Thanks for taking it. How are we doing, Bill?
8:22.
Okay, we got one more. Number 63. Can we know the real essence of something? This is a most important question. Can we know the real essence of something? First, Don, what do you think? Don, what do you think? Yes or no?
Can we know
the real
essence of something?
Yes or no?
Yes.
Okay, yeah, thanks. Yes. Contrary to the so-called idealists, they call themselves, like Locke, who claimed we can know only the nominal essence. We can know the real essence. We can know the real essence. Also contrary to philosophers like Kant, K-A-N-T, we can know the essence of things, and not only their external phenomena, things you can see, feel, touch, taste, hear. Can we know the essence? The answer is yes. And this is the single most fundamental error in modern philosophy. Taught, I know of no major university in the nation that does not teach Kantianism. I know of none. And Kantianism simply denies that we can know the essence of anything. Okay. In other words, you can never really get to the inside, the essence. In the words of Immanuel Kant, spelled K-A-N-T, you can only know the phenomena and not the noumena, N-O-U-M-E-N-A. You can never know the inside, the noumena. You only know the phenomena, the outside. And I repeat, this is the dominant philosophy in the Western world. In other words, the Western world is living, as I've told so many audiences, a perfect description of the Western world would be one big question mark. A perfect symbol of the Western world is a question mark. I don't know. Don't ask me. Yes.
Used to be a political party in the last century called the
Know Nothings. Bill,
he said that there used to be a political party in the last century called the Know Nothings.
Yes. And this is, in fact, ignorance nowadays is beatified, as I might say. Anyone who claims to really know, having majored in psychology and graduate studies in psychology, to be really sure of something, nowadays is, did you know this, psychopathological. My third semester at Western Michigan. I think I've told you at least on some occasion. There was a special meeting. I thought to myself, what's up now? 7 full-time professors in the department of philosophy and religion. And 2 cases of beer. And so we sat down and I said, what's this meeting about? They were hard, and this meeting is all about you. So what's the problem? So the chairman of the department says, we got a problem. You are so blankety blank sure of yourself. You're kidding. Believe me, if you are sure of yourself about anything, this is psychotic. I'm not exaggerating. And that is why we're speaking now, and we close with this one. Can we know the real essence of something? That's the bottom line. Yes, we can. And that's why a man like Charlie Curtin, literally for 18 years, was getting away with murder. And I mean murder, because an abortionist is a murderer. In other words, if you claim you don't know when a child, say in the womb, becomes a human being, then obviously, first of all, that does not justify the abortion, because if you don't know when, in effect you're saying it doesn't matter, I'll kill this being anyhow. In effect, you are willing to murder if it is a human being. All kinds of, in other words, positive judgments are suspended. And that is why, when I finished my 5-year stint at Western Michigan, if you get a copy of the book, I'd recommend reading it. Called it The Hungry Generation. Hungry for the truth. Of the 230-some millions in the United States, I'd say Americans are suffering, starving for the truth. And the truth is the mind possessing reality. How can I say that I have the truth unless my mind is in contact with objective reality? Which is what this question 63 is all about. Okay. Thanks. Thanks for coming.
Thank you, Bob.
And I'll keep you posted on developments regarding both the crusade and the catechetics. Let's say a prayer. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit, amen. Amen. Full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. O Mary, conceived without sin.
Pray for us.
In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Receive and submit to the word planted in you, and know that it can save your souls. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
The Lord be with you.
And also with you.
A reading of the Holy Gospel according to Luke.
Glory to you,
Lord. Jesus went through cities and towns, teaching all the while, making his way toward Jerusalem. Someone asked him, Lord, are they few in number, hard to be saved? He replied, try to come in through the narrow door. Many, I tell you, will try to enter and be unable. And once the master of the house has risen to lock the door, and you stand outside knocking and saying, "Sir, open for us," he will say in reply, "I do not know where you come from." Then you will begin to say, "We ate and drank in your company. You taught in our streets." But he will answer, "I tell you, I do not know where you come from. Away from me, you evildoers." There will be wailing and grinding of teeth when you see Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, and all the prophets, safe in the kingdom of God, and you yourselves rejected. People will come from the east and the west, from the north and the south, and will take their place as a feast in the kingdom of God. Some who are last will be first, and some who are first will be last. The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to the Lord Jesus Christ.
No one can accuse Christ of indulging in platitudes. If there is one thing we better take seriously, and it keeps recurring throughout the four Gospels, and that is how hard it is to reach heaven. You never guess for reading, say, America Magazine or Commonweal or the Michigan Catholic. You never guess. Indeed, we don't know. The church has never pronounced whether de facto most of the human race will not be saved. Certainly Jesus did say, "On the way that leads to life is narrow, and few there are who walk it. And the way that leads to perdition is broad, and many there are who walk that way." And the closer I get to eternity, the more outspoken do I see, uncompromising, my language gets. I tell people, because I'm telling myself, don't be stupid. Heaven is worth it. Walk at it. Struggle. Suffer. Resist temptation. In the name of God, do not compromise with the world that surrounds us, literally, like the air we breathe. We are living, as I keep telling people, in the gravest, deepest, most devastating crisis in the history of 2,000 years of Christianity. That's quite a statement. It's not mine. It's one modern pope after another. Well, we want to get to heaven. Of course. You look up and you blink. Me. Climb that mountain. Are you sure? Yes. That's it. I know myself too well. I know how naturally lazy I am. Oh, I know. How naturally impatient I am. I know. How naturally reluctant to undergo suffering. How naturally I want to be accepted by people. How I dread rejection. Well, that has nothing to do. Zero. With doing God's will. All we have to know in life, what does God want me to do? What does He not want me to do? In God's will, I do it. If it's not, I don't. Period. Lord Jesus. We've been made for You. Our hearts are hungry to possess You, to be embraced by You. Protect us, dear Jesus, from being deceived by a seductive world. Teach us, dear Lord, that nothing else in life matters except to live in Your friendship and die in Your grace. Amen. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Let us pray. For all those who are estranged from God, that they may find their peace with God in His grace before they enter eternity, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
For all those who are suffering, and especially those who will die in the next 24 hours, that they may find their peace before they enter their heavenly home, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
Our own personal intentions. Our granted, we ask for in faith we obtain through the merits of Your Mother. This we ask through Christ our Lord.
Amen.
The Divine Lady, Lord, have mercy on us. Lord, have mercy on us. Christ, hear us.
Christ graciously
God the Father of heaven,
have mercy on us.
God the Son, Redeemer of the world,
have mercy on us.
God the Holy Spirit,
have mercy on us.
Holy Trinity, one God,
have mercy
Holy
on us.
Mary,
pray
Holy Mother of God,
pray
Holy Virgin of Virgins,
pray
Mother of Christ,
pray
Mother of the Church,
pray
Mother of Divine Grace,
pray
Mother most pure,
pray
Mother most chaste,
pray
Mother inviolate,
pray
Mother undefiled,
pray
Mother most amiable,
pray
Mother most admirable,
pray
Mother of good counsel,
pray
Mother of our Creator,
pray
Mother of our Savior,
pray
Virgin most prudent,
pray
Virgin most venerable,
pray
Virgin most renowned,
pray
Virgin most powerful.
Pray.
Virgin most merciful.
Pray.
Virgin most faithful.
Pray.
Mirror of justice.
Pray.
Seat of wisdom.
Pray.
Cause of our joy.
Pray.
Spiritual vessel.
Pray.
Vessel of honor.
Pray.
Singular vessel of devotion.
Pray.
Mystical rose.
Pray.
Tower of David.
Pray.
Tower of ivory.
Pray.
House of gold.
Pray.
Ark of the covenant.
Pray.
Gate of heaven.
Pray.
Morning star.
Pray.
Health of the sick.
Pray.
Refuge of sinners.
Pray.
Comfort of the afflicted.
Pray.
Help of Christians.
Pray.
Queen of angels.
Pray.
Queen of patriarchs.
Pray.
Queen of prophets.
Pray.
Queen of apostles.
Pray.
Queen of martyrs.
Pray.
Queen of confessors.
Pray.
Queen of virgins.
Pray.
Queen of all saints.
Pray.
Queen conceived without original sin.
Pray.
Queen assumed in the heaven.
Pray.
Queen of the most holy rosary.
Pray.
Queen of peace.
Pray.
Queen of the Society of Jesus.
Pray.
Queen of the Marian Catechist.
Pray.
Queen of the Ignatian Catechist.
Pray.
Lamb of God, who takest away the sins of the world.
Spare us, O
Lord. Lamb of God, who takest away the sins of the world.
Graciously hear us, O Lord.
Lamb of God, who takest away the sins of the world.
Have mercy on us.
Pray for us, the Holy Mother of God.
That we may be made worthy of the promises of Christ.
Let us pray. Pour forth, we beseech thee, O Lord, thy grace into our hearts, that we, through the incarnation of Christ thy Son, was made known by the message of an angel, made by his passion and cross, be brought to the glory of his resurrection. Through the same Christ our Lord. Amen. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen.